Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Hey, everyone. This is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 25 from shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Yeah, brother.
Another road trip session.
Yeah, Sick Puppy's been a traveling man lately. I got back from Massachusetts and then headed to Baltimore after that.
So you have a thing with the M states.
Yeah, I guess. Getting them all out of the way first.
For the people out on the West Coast, this would be Maryland. In case you're not up on your geography.
Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland.
So what inspired your road trip this time? Last time it was a family wedding, so what was it?
Well, Eric the Gin, who was on one of our Grey Kangaroo episodes.
It was episode 23. Crystal Palace Gin.
Had, I was talking to him about my Massachusetts trip, and he's like, you know what? I wouldn't mind going to Baltimore and get some blue crab. I was like, that sounds like a beer run. Let's go.
So you guys basically went there for crabs and for beer.
Oh, blue crabs.
Blue crab. Yeah, blue crabs and beer.
Not the itchy crabs.
Although from the stories you've already been telling me off air, surprised if you didn't have all that stuff.
If we would have went to the place where all the strip joints and stuff were, I definitely would have been either dead or had some severe crabs.
Severe itch.
It's a very seedy area in Baltimore where all the strip joints and shit are at, so... Fair warning to you all if you've never been there yet and plan on going to the strip joints. I wouldn't recommend it.
You know, if we're going to start doing a lot of these road trips, we should come up with like a travel guide. I know there's travel guides that are out there, but we need an SIDT travel guide.
Nice, dude.
We can at least nail most of Western Pennsylvania.
Note to self. All right, man. So the first bar we even hit is called the Wharf Rat. And as soon as we got into Baltimore, we didn't even look for a hotel or nothing. We started drinking first.
Because you know that's the easiest way to find your hotel.
Yeah, man. We were like, screw it. You feel like checking in yet? Nope. So we started drinking at the Wharf Rat about noon.
Well, I'm sure it was early in the day and you had fresh breath.
Oh, my. By the end of the night, I don't know what the fuck I had. It was a stellar weekend. I'll just say that.
Yeah, so Sick Puppy did bring back a hell of a collection of growlers.
Yeah, I got a big, fat collection of growlers.
So we don't have small beers this evening. We've got big, fat growlers.
Got four of them all together. Okay, so what was I saying? The Wharf Rat. Yeah. It's down on Pratt Street, West Pratt Street, 206 West Pratt Street, to be exact, in Camden Yards. And it's located in a historic 19th century building in the heart of downtown Baltimore. It's like directly across from the convention center, if you know where that's at.
Or if you know where Camden Yards is. It's where the Orioles play.
Yeah, Inner Harbor, Camden Yards, exactly. It's a very cool little place, man. They got a lot of handcrafted English ales, a lot of cask ales, which kicks ass. You can watch my bonus video for some of that. Their website is thewharfrat.com.
You know, I pulled up their website, and if you look at it really quick, it looks like it says the Wharf Rat.
I know. I thought the same thing,
The Wharf Rat.
The Wharf Rat.
I'm like, wait a minute. That's right. Oh, man. Your eyes start messing with you on this.
All their beers, what I thought was cool, dude, they're all open fermented.
You know, no, it's very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
For those of our listeners that aren't familiar with that, what it exactly is?
No lid on the fermenter.
See?
Open
pretty,
air.
Pretty easy.
Letting all the yeasty bugs, you know, just fly right in there.
All the gnats.
All the, yeah.
Not saying there's gnats in their beer.
Yeah. All their cask ales are served at 54 degrees and dispensed by big-ass hand pumps. It's really, really cool. as true and proper as ales found in any English pub, as they say. So with all that blabbering out of the way, I'm cracking open the beer.
Yeah, that was one thing I was really liking from the. I got to see the, you know, the advanced copy of the videos he had filmed while he was there.
Yeah, buddy. My and, slow know, to see those descent many, to drunkenness.
To see those many, you know, casks available was unreal. Dude, it took me back to the days of the Foundry Ale Works that used to be here in Pittsburgh. That's one thing I loved about the Foundry is all of the they had one cask there.
Right.
But man, anything that was on cask was delicious.
I love cask ales, man.
As I hit my microphone here. This is not an easy thing to do.
I'm going to have a biased review on my end of these because I've already had all these beers.
I haven't.
All weekend, so we'll see what Spoon thinks of them.
The port's really nice.
Oh, it's a great beer, dude.
The port's really nice, and it's coming from a growler.
I didn't mention what this was at all, did I? I don't think I did.
I'm so busy wrapped up talking about your trip there.
Yeah, all the fond memories are flying through my head. Or I'm just now remembering shit that I didn't remember from Saturday night. So what we're drinking here is called the Three Lions Ale. It's a strong English brown ale that will warm you with its complex body. The smooth finish masks the high alcohol content. Delicious with fried chicken salad.
Fried chicken salad?
That doesn't sound right at all. Yeah. And this comes in at an ABV of 7.5%.
Checking it out at Rate Beer, not enough reviews. So there's nothing on there for
it. Yeah, I didn't expect too much from the brew pub up there on
but
Rate Beer.
Beer Advocate, 85.
Awesome. And I'll have to agree
there's
with
there's
them,
10 reviews. Well, there's the bare minimum 10 reviews that are on here. But
right.
They all look pretty good. I'm not going to go ahead and read these things because I want to find out what
shut
I think
up
about
and drink it.
Exactly.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Here's to Baltimore. And here's to everyone I met up there. Everyone was great. Love all you guys
and
girls.
That's got a great nose on it.
Oh, it's awesome, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting.
It's good shit, isn't it?
Wow.
They use a Belgian yeast, and it's got a...
It's not your typical brown.
No, not at all. It's fruity. Would you say fruity?
Hold on. Let me drink a little more.
It's fruity. You definitely taste the hops in it, for sure. I'm not sure what kind of hops they put in there, but...
I'm not really getting fruit out of it, but...
I get a little citrusy kick to it. Spoon like?
I like it. I'm trying to think what it reminds me of, though. It's your first beer, and I'm already brain farting. Well, you know what this flavor's like. It's good.
Like a caramel almost?
No, I'm getting a really dry taste out of it, actually. Oh, man. I don't want to say dirt for cumin. I mean, I like it. It's good. It's nice and smooth. It's got a decent body to it.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
Almost has a little bit of a coffee aftertaste.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of a coffee
I'm getting
off
a little caramel coffee taste to it, I guess is how I would describe it. But you're right, that's hard to pin down because it's a complex beer. There's a lot of flavors to it.
Yeah, this is really odd. I've never really had a brown beer or brown ale that's like...
He'd be stumped.
It hasn't been like the other ones I've had. This isn't bad. I really dig this, but... This is something I wouldn't drink a ton of. I'd sit back and chill with this
beer.
Oh,
right, yeah. This is definitely a sit-back-and-relax beer. Right. Definitely not a party beer by any means.
Definitely. It reminds me of a Belgian. Not a really sweet Belgian.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to come to me which beer this is starting to remind me of. Shit.
Arrogant Bastard?
No. Oh, hell, I'll think of it eventually. It's like in the movie Beer Fest. Keep drinking, you'll remember everything.
It's an English ale, so is that kicking anything in for you?
It's really good. It's stumping the shit out of me. We've had over 120 some beers on this show, and
it's very, very good. But like you said, I couldn't drink a ton of this.
Mm-mm.
It's a special occasion beer.
This would be a good one to have a cigar with.
Actually, it would.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Right, I'm like, I could really go for a cigar while I'm having this. None of that Dutch Masters bullshit either. Yeah, I like it.
No Swisher Sweets for you?
Fucking Swishers. I'm going to Philly Blunt and hollow it out.
I haven't smoked a Swisher since, about 15 years.
I thought you were going to say 15 minutes.
Yeah, I haven't smoked a cigar in about 15 years.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't really know what else
I don't
to
have
say
anything else
about this beer.
This is a good beer.
It's phenomenal.
What else can you tell us about the place? Did you meet people there? Oh, I'm assuming you met people there. You met
check out the bonus video. I actually released it today. It's on YouTube right now. And you go check it out. You know, a couple short interviews with the bartenders and one kick-ass dude that cleans up the place there. His name's Gator.
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 My name is Gator, and we at the Wolf Rat in Baltimore, Camden Yards. The favorite drink down here to drink is Hot Mojito Love. It's only seasonal, so around October, come and get it. They'll be waiting on you. Peace.
Dude's working there. We walk in, and I'm like, how you doing? He's like, dude, I am high, and I am drunk. How you doing? I was like, well,
that's the guy
you're honest.
That's the guy that you talked to about beer.
He was great, man. He was a lot of fun. But yeah, that the Wharf Rat started out our whole drunken stupor up there, Spoon. And that was our catalyst for the rest of the evening.
So what else did you see while you were up there, too? Because I'm assuming you didn't go just to beer places.
Mostly.
Well, along the ways, did you see anything else or visit anyone else or
nope.
Just beer?
Just beer.
Dude, that's an admirable road trip right there.
Yeah, dude. I mean, don't get me wrong. We walked through the Inner Harbor and, you know, they have an aquarium there, the Baltimore Aquarium, that Eric wanted to check it out. Dude, there was a line from here to fucking Cleveland.
Well, you know why. Because he would go in there with a knife and say,
$22 to get into the fucking thing.
Shit. Well, you know, you go to the Pittsburgh Zoo, it's pretty much close to that, I think.
Fuck
but
that.
You get a whole zoo and everything with it, too, though.
I'm like, I've seen fish before. I don't need this.
Eric was just hungry.
That's the price of a growler.
That is true.
I was like, I ain't going to
go look at fish or go get a growler.
Exactly, man. So actually, yeah. While we were down there bitching about that place and walking past all the trendy, stupid tourist bars at ESPN Zone there.
I hate those things.
There's a Hard Rock there.
Why is that business not gone yet?
I know.
We have one here in Pittsburgh, and the food sucks.
The sound system's horrible.
The beer is overpriced. The food sucks.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
It's a novelty thing,
right.
I guess, but come on.
Yeah, I've been to a bunch of Hard Rock cafes. They're all crap.
The best one I've been to was in the Sky Dome up in Toronto, and that's only because I was 18 and I was able to drink up there.
Yeah.
They had no question about my age. They're like, yeah, you look like you're 19, whatever. Yeah, have a drink. Sure. I'm like, all right, I love this place.
Yeah, cheers.
If I go back now, I'd be like, this place sucks.
Sucks, right. Even when we were walking through there, you know, bitching about the aquarium, I did remember that Capital City Brewing is right there in the Inner Harbor.
Ooh.
Fucked up place.
Really?
It's a brew pub tourist trap. Kind of remind me of like a Rock Bottom around here.
Uh-oh.
That trendy
Bobby's
commercial
his pants
fucking
right now.
Shit. I mean, the beer I had was fucking really, really good. It was called Fuel. It was a really, really...
Fuel.
It was a really heavy coffee-flavored, like, Imperial Stout. It was phenomenal. But the place just sucked. You know, the employees were rude as shit. Even I wanted to get one of them Canadian 649 shots.
649 shot, yeah.
I explained it to him, and he goes, no.
Do you see why?
Nope. Wouldn't say why.
He's a dick.
I was like, well, fuck this place. So I chugged my beer. Eric chugged his gin, and we got the hell out.
It was your Pennsylvania arrogance.
Yeah, exactly.
He could tell.
And this is before we even, you know, started drinking heavily, so it's not like I walked in there all shit-faced or anything.
Well, here's the thing. What shirt did you have on?
I like my women like I like my coffee, ground up and in the freezer.
That might be why he didn't want you to do it.
Yeah.
He was afraid you're going to start slaughtering people.
Piss on him. You know, if he only knew about SIDT, man, we could have pimped the shit out of the place.
Fucker.
But fuck him. But yeah, I mean, that aside, though, the beer was pretty damn good. Very good. And I had to chug an Imperial Stout to get the hell out of there. I was feeling good when I left.
Well, you know what? I definitely would want to check out this Wharf Rat place. Because from the pictures
it's
you had
very
showed me,
cool.
If you go to our, well, yeah, you should be going to our website, you bitches. Go to our site, and there's pictures from his trip that are up there. It looks like a very cool bar to go to.
It's awesome.
It looks like the kind of bar that I would hang out at.
Yeah, they have another location down at Fells Point, but we didn't make it down there. It's 801 South Ann Street, Fells Point. Again, if you're in the Baltimore area, check out the Wharf Rat.
Google map it if you're going to road trip.
Awesome place.
Yeah, because you said before your trip was only about 4.5 hours to get there from Pittsburgh.
Right.
That's not bad for a beer road trip.
No, not at all, man.
That's basically what it would take us to get up to
the
Detroit.
Ride home seemed like about 20 hours.
I get this phone call yesterday afternoon. It's about 2 in the afternoon.
Who called you, Spoon?
And there's Sick Puppy on the other end. I'm on my way home. I'm fucking drunk. What are you doing? It's like, I'm doing homework. What do you want? Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
I got beer.
Halfway
Let's
on.
Let's go drink it. I'm like, where are you at? On the road. And then the phone cut out.
Yeah, my battery died. I was talking mid-spoon.
Sister Lushy heard part of it, and she just started laughing. She's like, oh, my God, you guys aren't right.
Yeah, on the trip home, about halfway, I was drunk.
That's why Eric the Gin was driving.
Well,
he's a good driver like that.
There's a story to that, so let's finish these beers. And
we got lots of stories on this one.
Yeah, the next beer has something to do with why I was drunk on the way home, so we'll be right back with the next beer.
Hey, this is Kenny at the Wharf Rat in Baltimore, Maryland. Come down and see us, and you should listen to youshoulddrinkthat.com. Shoulddrinkthat.com.
That's right, brother.
Cut.
No, we ain't cutting shit. It's shoulddrinkthat.com, you fat bearded bitch.
All right, we're back, and I poured the next beer out already. And
it's tar.
Oh, it is. It's black as night. It's an awesome beer. Again, I've had this one already.
Wow.
I've had a lot of these, actually, when I was up there. This beer is coming from the Dewclaw Brewery. That's D-U-C-L-A-W.
This smells like heaven.
Oh, dude, it's incredible. Incredible. Then the Dewclaw Brewing Company. I believe it's dewclawbrewing.com. We'll have that posted later on the website. I'm not really sure on that. Unless you want to check for me real quick, Spoon.
Well, it's dewclaw.com/v2. So I'm assuming that the URL that they have posted in here is just like it's after the redirect and everything.
Right.
But it's dewclaw.com.
There you go, people. Check it out.
Don't forget to put the dub in front of it, too.
It's a kick-ass little brewery, man. I kind of didn't want to leave. It was awesome.
But you say that about most of your breweries, though.
But this one was special. I had a lot of fun there. It's a very, very, very
special
cool place
in your heart.
Yes. It's a very cool place. So the beer I brought back from here is it's called a Bad Moon Porter. It's a complex, robust porter. It's a medium to full body with a slightly sweet, malty presence combined with hints of chocolate and coffee. So think Starbucks on this one. It's a full bodied beer that gets its chocolate and coffee like flavors and color from the use of roasted malts. Smooth finish and balanced hop character. And again, this is a robust porter.
So you're saying we're drinking Starbucks?
Yeah, basically. It's black as hell. The hop varieties are Fugel and Goldings.
You know, I always pictured hell to be a little bit more brighter than dark. With all the fire and brimstone and shit down there.
We'll be in hell after drinking all these, dude. And the grains that they use are pale malt, chocolate malt, crystal malt, black malt, and special roast malt. So you think this will be a malty one?
I think it's safe to assume no.
32 IBUs, 13.5 Plato, which pretty much goes to about 5.1% alcohol by volume.
And he does that in his head because he's fucking genius.
I'm a mathematician.
You're a mathematician.
You're a mathematician.
You're mathematically.
I'm a mathematician.
Mathematician.
All right, cheers, all right. Brother.
Well, we already told you this thing smells delicious.
I think you're gonna like this. Yeah.
Let's see here.
Cheers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, good, isn't it?
Oh God, yeah. Oh.
The back end of that is nothing but coffee. It's awesome. I get a hint of chocolate, but more coffee than anything.
I'm getting straight coffee. Now, most people know this. I hate coffee, but coffee and beer I like. I don't know why. It must be a mental thing.
He's weird.
No shit. Probably because most of the coffee drinkers I know are fucking pricks, and I can't stand them. Because
thanks, man.
Not you. You're not the one that goes around going, I have my coffee. Look, I have my coffee right now. Oh, my God, I have four cups of coffee today. Did you know I have four cups of coffee? I had four cups of coffee. I want to fucking beat them. And then they come up to me at work and breathe on me.
Yeah.
Hi. I have Starbucks. I fucking hate that. Oh, it's my biggest pet peeve.
Yo-y.
But this, I like.
Yeah, it's very good.
Now, if you have coffee breath because of beer, that's respectable.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you have it because you drink a ton of coffee, I'll kick you in the head.
Well, I bet you go to the bathroom after this, you shit black.
Oh, man, that's really good.
That's awesome, huh?
It's not an overly heavy porter either. It's
no, I mean,
it's about medium.
It's a robust porter, but
robust.
It's very smooth. You
I
do taste a shit.
My bust.
You do taste a shitload of malt in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that coffee back end to
oh,
it
man,
is just
I love this.
Perfect. Yep.
This is really good.
Again, this is a Bad Moon Porter from Duke Law Brewing. Howl for something different.
Well, you know what? All right, so it's obvious that we're getting the coffee out of it. We're kind of skeptical on the chocolate.
Yeah, I get a little hint of chocolate.
I'm getting
but
chocolate
nothing.
Like on my lips now. I'm like, yeah, I have a taste of it. Wow, it's
yeah. The finish is chocolate and coffee for sure, but I get mostly the coffee flavor.
So, what do you think would happen if we put these in some of those new green mugs that we got from work? If we put this in there because it's supposed to be for recycling uses.
Yeah.
So I say, fuck it, let's do it.
This is what like green month where yeah. I work. So.
Well, it was.
Stupid.
It was August.
Oh, yeah. Now I can throw that stupid thing out.
Use it for beer.
Sick puppy doesn't give a shit about the environment.
You know what you do? You put it in your mug. You take it to your desk. You drink it. And when someone tries to be like, this is really good coffee. You like cold coffee? Oh, this is great cold coffee. Yeah, you bet it is. Have a couple more pots of this stuff.
By the end of the day, like, boy, you're drinking all that caffeine. It's almost like you're drunk.
I'm drunk on caffeine, baby. I'm drunk on love.
Yeah, caffeine does that to me. It makes me sound shit-faced. I'm not really. I'm just very
man.
Hyper right now.
I could drink a lot of this.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And fast.
I still have a half a growler left.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Actually, more than that. She filled them damn things with a brim, man.
Oh, this is great. So who is she?
She. I don't know what the hell her name was, but she was very cool. The bartender.
The bartender. Okay, that's what I was. I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I
want to
get that
ass.
Out. She's the one that was that's in the pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's cute too.
Little Kodak moment there with her. She was a lot of fun.
From the sounds
the first night
she
with her, the Saturday night that I was there.
Okay.
I was ripped. So
no,
I don't really.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I don't really remember talking to any bartenders and shit. We went back the next day, so I was at Duke Law twice this weekend. Pick up the growlers and shit and get something to eat before we went home. And that's when we ran into her. And she was a good old time. Nice girl.
She also wrote a bunch of stuff that's coming up on their menu, too. Is that hers? Her handwriting on that thing?
Yes. If you're up in the Duke Law, Baltimore area.
Tell them the sick puppy from Should I Drink That sent you.
Yeah, she got the cards. They're coming out with a Twisted Kilt. It's a Scotch Ale. Mad Bishop. Devil's Milk. Blackjack Stout. Serum, Naked Fish, and one called Repent.
Hey, let's go back to that Naked Fish. Does it say what the Naked Fish is?
Nope. She just scribbled down what's up and coming that's not
we
advertised
might have to
yet.
Check them out here soon.
Hell, I'll drive back up there just for this place, dude.
We might have to.
I loved it that much.
We might have to plan like a 3 or 4 day weekend then.
Hell yeah, dude. No. You're drinking with me. It's an overnight stay. I can't afford 2 or 3 days there.
All right.
After the bar tabs, dude.
That is
between
a good point.
Saturday and Sunday at the Duke Law, combined bills was probably $180.
That's actually not too bad for you guys. Seeing that Eric the Gin drinks the top shelf shit.
That was my bill.
Oh, I thought that was both of yours.
No, that was my bill. And the second day kind of jacked it up because I did come home with 3 big fat growlers. And that was what probably like 60 of it right there.
Well, you know what? We do have something amazing happening right here.
What's that, dude?
Rate Beer, 85.
Oh.
Beer Advocate, 85.
Wow. Even Steven. Yay.
Rate Beer did something right. Woo!
Hey, yeah, before I forget about this, too, I did mention the reason why I was drunk halfway home
is
because of the young lady at Duke Law the second day I was there. Wanted to pick up the growlers, get something to eat. She goes, hey, did you have a sampler last night? I'm like, no. I don't remember. I don't think I did. So she loaded me up with a big fat sampler.
Ah, that would be why.
And on top of my 3 beers on top of that, I was fucking hammered. It was good
times.
Well,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Hell no.
You know, that always makes the ride home so much faster.
Oh, yeah. I was being a goofball on the way home. Eric looks over at me and goes, dude, you're drunk. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
And we're kind of in a hurry, too, so I was, like, slamming the samplers. I think there were 4 or 5 ounce samples.
Well, you know why Eric made you do all that? So you, your ass would pass out. Pass out. Of the, yeah. And then he could put on that country music he loves.
And fondle me.
And polka.
Whoa. And spoon.
What?
Oh. Yeah, shut up.
Sorry. Habit.
So, thumbs up on this one, Spoon.
I love this. This is a really good porter.
Great brew pub. Just great beers all around.
Like I said, I could drink a lot of that, mostly because it does have a light to medium body in it.
Right.
So it does go down very quick.
I tried to have every beer that they sold down there while I was there, but I don't remember. I know they're regulars.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They have a robust porter, a blonde ale called Bear Ass Blonde Ale.
Bear Ass.
They got an American style wheat called Funk, which I actually liked, and most of you know I hate wheats. And their Misfit Red Amber Ale won some awards in 2004. It was the first place People's Choice Award. Oh, no, wait. That's not the Funk. That's the Venom.
What did the Funk bring?
We put some funk all up in this American wheat beer. You've been jonesing for a groovy mix of wheat and barley. We got something you can groove on. So don't be a jive turkey. Take a sip and enjoy your trip. Funk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get funky.
Boom, boom.
I can't do much more of a white boy beatbox than that.
That was fun.
I like this, though. This is a very delicious porter.
Yeah, it's killer, man.
I might actually rank it up as one of my favorite porters. That was really good.
Again, like some of the other beers they have, Misfit Red, Bear Ass, Blonde Ale, Funk, Venom, the Bad Moon Porter, which we're drinking now. And they have some seasonals and some cask ales, which I have no idea what those are.
To our new fans that are out there, too, or people that are just now getting into craft beers, one thing you're going to notice...
He did say craft, not crap.
Yes, craft beers, not crap beers. Big difference. One thing you're going to notice is that a lot of these, the homebrewers and these microbreweries and all the craft beer aficionados have kick-ass names behind their beers. It's not your ordinary, like, Miller Chill. What a piece of shit.
And the artwork for Duklaw is killer. Nice one.
It makes you feel good.
He's burping chocolatey coffee goodness.
So, yeah, that's one thing that the new people are going to notice is the name doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good. But it's usually
It's
usually fun to buy, just to say, like, Hardcock.
Yeah, Hardcock Ale.
But that was actually a good beer.
Yeah, awesome beer. The ale, not the fucking Pilsner.
Pilsner. Shit.
Pilsner sucks. All right, man, I'm going to finish this. And
I finished mine because it was delicious.
Yes, awesome. And I'm going to take a little breather so I can go get back to the beer fridge.
Michael?
I'm Kara.
Listen to shouldidrinkthat.com.
Back from the beer fridge. It was a whole 4-foot walk, but through the powers of editing, we're back.
Instantaneous radio. This is another dark one.
Yeah, dude. This one's called Euphoria. It's a toffee nut brown ale.
Toffee?
Dude, it's like putting like 50 score candy bars into a blender and drinking them. It's an incredible beer.
I'll have to take your word for it on this one. We'll see.
This is my favorite beer from Duklaw. It's a creamy, medium-bodied, dark brown pint of liquid. And what do I say? Fugle hops. The grains are pale, crystal, caro wheat, chocolate, and rye. Bitterness units, 22. Gravity is 12 Plato, which, again, is about 5%.
Euphoria, noun. A feeling of happiness, confidence, or well-being, sometimes exaggerated in pathological states as mania.
See how they put it. This creamy, medium-bodied, dark brown pint of liquid bliss combines smooth drinkability with a jubilant swirl of caramel, almond, and toffee flavors to leave you in a state of ecstasy.
Nice. You know, I'm realizing as I'm looking here on the rate beer site, it's the same people that are reviewing these beers. They're not even close. Well, one guy's from Middletown, PA. We got someone from another person from Maryland and Coral Springs, Florida, and Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton.
But unfortunately, there's not 10 reviews, so we might have to start adding our reviews to these things to bump these guys up.
I give this one 100, dude.
You know, you tell me that, and I haven't tried it yet.
Shut up and drink it, bitch.
But over on Rapier, they give it a 79.
Oh, come on.
I'll give it a try.
Pussies.
All right.
Cheers, brother. Cheers. This is my favorite one from Duclaw. I love this one. Get that toffee goodness.
Oh, my God.
It's heavy, isn't it? That toffee is like...
Oh, my God.
Just stays in your mouth after you drink it. It's a killer. It's like a Score candy bar, isn't it?
Dude. Wow.
I knew he'd like it.
Holy shit.
Isn't that fucking good?
Dude, this is like a candy bar.
It's awesome.
Mm.
If you've never had a Score candy bar, it's S-K-O-R, I think. Go eat one, and this is what that beer tastes like.
You know what it tastes like, too? If you haven't had a Score, it tastes like a Clark bar.
Yeah.
For locals. Yeah. And people that are familiar, well, Clark bars have been around for a while.
Yeah.
Not all... Clark from Dude Night or the band The Clarks. It's Clark Candy Bar. Wow, that's... I liked it.
Yeah,
wow!
It's fucking good, isn't
I'm
it?
Excited. Yeah!
I might stop the show and just drink this.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fucking good, dude?
Oh, man. Oh!
Yeah, when I first saw toffee, I was like, oh, wow! This is going to be weird, man. But I took that first drink. I was just floored. Wow. This is one of the best... all-time craft beers from a brew pub I've had, hands down.
This is absolutely my favorite brown that I've ever had. I'm not a fan of most browns, but wow. You know, even the first one that we had
and
was
now that I'm
good.
Home brewing again, I'm putting some toffee in my shit. I'm going to give it a shot, dude.
Wow. Yeah, you know, the first one that we had was pretty good.
It
had a unique flavor to it.
Right.
But this blows everything out of the fucking water.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh,
it's incredible. I wish you guys could... Oh. I wish there was audio or smell-o-vision or whatever the fuck you call it. And
like you said, go ground up a bunch of...
Score candy bars.
Or Clark, whatever you guys can get, and drink it. Well, put some alcohol in it. Do yourself a favor. Put alcohol in whatever you drink.
Oh, this is incredible, dude. I got so fucked up on this shit.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of getting fucked up,
yes,
I have another story for you.
I'm sure this trip had a lot of stories,
too.
Oh,
dude, we come back. We took a taxi back to Inner Harbor from Fells Point.
Because you respect the liquid.
Yes, we respect the fluid. And, dude, we were hammered. And the guy's like, where are you going? We're like, the Sheridan, Inner Harbor. He goes, okay. It was more like, okay, I think go there, yes. But, dude, we get in there. Drops us off in front of the Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
We walk in the lobby and go, this ain't the Sheridan. It was the Sheridan, but little did we know there's two in Inner Harbor.
You know what?
Drunk off our ass at 3:00 in the morning in Baltimore, laying on the fucking sidewalk. And Eric's got the little tourist map thing out,
yeah,
trying to find the other fucking Sheridan. I'm laying sprawled out on the sidewalk on my back, fucking drunk off my ass like a couple of homeless people. And we finally did find it, man.
Well, that's like when I went up to...
It was fucking hilarious, though.
I don't understand these cities that have two of any kind of branch of hotels.
Well, dude, the taxi driver, why didn't he go, sure, but which one?
Well, that's what happened when...
Dick.
That's what happened when I went to Niagara Falls. There's two Sheridans there, like within blocks of each other, and we didn't know that. So when we get to the gate there for customs and everything, I said, where's the Sheridan at? He's like, oh, it's right there. I'm like, oh, okay, perfect. We pull in. There's a 45-minute wait for our luggage and everything. I get up there, and Lee's like,
we don't have a reservation for you.
Yeah, Father Spoon, you guys are down that way. I'm like, great. I just paid for parking. She's like, don't worry. We'll take care of your parking.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm like, yeah, but still, why didn't somebody tell us that there's two of them? She's like, yeah, the one she wants actually next to the falls. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. But the guy at the booth should have told us that.
Yeah, dude. And Christ, dude, we were so fucking drunk. I was laughing my ass off because I'm like, dude, we're going to end up on a park bench like that guy over there.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, it was hilarious, dude.
I could just see you rolling around in the middle on the middle of the sidewalk, too.
Oh, dude, I was sprawled out fucking like a homeless dude.
I could just see you going, you homeless piece of shit. Oh, wait, that's me right now.
Yeah. I just told Eric, man. I was like, dude, I can't fucking speak, read, see, or nothing.
Well,
you check out the map. I'm just going to lay here for a while.
You know what would have been cool is if they had a shuttle service from that Sheridan. You just go and say, hey.
Oh, yeah. They probably did. We just didn't ask.
The guy dropped us off at the wrong one. Do you guys have anything that could take us over there?
Right.
Because he just charged us $150. And we're stupid Americans. We don't know anything.
Oh, it was a cheap-ass taxi ride over, actually. I think round trip, it was like $12.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, that ain't too bad at all.
That's cheaper than what it cost me to get through fucking Stockholm last year.
Fucking A. All right.
Dude, this is great beer.
Euphoria. Kick
this
ass.
This is worth a trip.
I love you, Duclaw.
Oh, yeah. Spoon Lakes.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
Oh, man.
We did hit another bar down there I really loved.
Which one's that?
Actually, two, but they aren't really brew pubs.
Did you get anything from them? Or?
No. One's called Thirsty Dog.
Thirsty Dog?
Thirsty Dog.
No way. Oh, I love Thirsty Dog.
Well, it's a dog-friendly bar. No, not the brewery.
Oh, that's, damn.
It's called the Thirsty Dog Bar.
Oh, well, you know what? That's fucking misleading right there. I was going to say, how the hell did you get Thirsty Dog out there?
Dude, I was looking up on the internet before I even left for Baltimore. It's like a dog-friendly bar. And all their beers are made for them by Old Dominion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've had the Old Dominions.
Oh, it's killer, dude. And the deal is there, you get two 10-ounce drafts for $3.
Say that again?
Two 10-ounce drafts, $3, no matter what it is.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kick-ass. But, you know, I was looking on the internet. So it's a dog-friendly bar. You'll see dogs running in and out of the place all the time, blah, blah, blah. So I walk in there. I'm like, I just said to some dude, hey, man, is this a dog-friendly bar? I want to make sure I'm in the right line. He goes, used to be. No dogs allowed in here now. It's like, wait, Thirsty Dog? No dogs allowed? What the fuck? We had a blast there. A lot of cool people. The barmaid chick was really cool. She treated us real well. So I just wanted to get that little plug for that place. And again, these are all at Fells Point, right outside the Inner Harbor.
Yeah, cause, you know, I was really excited thinking that you're going to tell me that you got to meet the guys that made Balto and Old Leg Humper.
No.
I'm thinking, you know, maybe they have multiple locations around the country.
No.
Damn.
But I didn't even think of that.
That would have been really cool.
Your confusion, right?
Yeah.
We ended up at another bar. We actually ended the night at a place called Max's.
Okay.
I think they had 500 beers in the cooler and a countless number on tap. I mean, there was a shitload, dude. Without looking it up, I'd have no fucking idea. I couldn't even guess the number of taps.
That is pretty cool, though.
They had. It was a very cool bar.
So I'm starting to find out, you know, from what you're telling me here, that Baltimore is actually a pretty cool place to go drink.
Baltimore is a kick-ass drinking town. At least Fells Point, Inner Harbor. Downtown Baltimore, stay away from the strip joints for sure.
I have friends that actually got lost in Baltimore once because they were trying to get to Washington, D.C. via Pittsburgh, and they took the wrong turn over in, I think it was Breezewood. It's very easy to do something like that, I guess. That's just funny. Wow. I still can't get the image out of my head of you sprawled out on the fucking sidewalk.
I was giggling like a schoolgirl, too. So fucking drunk, and I knew we were in trouble, man. I'm like, we're going to die.
I'm calling Spoon to give him my last will and testament.
Good times.
That was delicious beer, though. I really enjoy this.
If any of our listeners would like to take a road trip to Baltimore, we're probably going back next year for Blue Crab season, which is, I think, from now until November, early December, maybe.
Wow, this is really good.
Yeah, it's an incredible beer. Again, this is a Euphoria from Duclaw Brewing. And we're going to take another little quick break here so I can go get the next libation.
Libation, ooh.
Yeah. Hey, Father Spoon.
Yes, Sick Puppy.
Where do you go for good craft beer reviews?
Well, there's only one place to go to.
Where's that?
BeerSafari.com. It's a jungle of beer out there.
Okay, we have returned with the... final beer of the evening. Final beer.
Attention campers, final beer.
Attention campers, this is the final beer of the evening.
And you know what? Oh, man, I think I need to get a chiropractor. My back is killing me.
Quit your whining.
Oh, I need to drink more beer is the problem.
Yeah, no doubt. Numb the pain.
All this fucking moving and shit and unpacking has been killing me. All right, so let's get into this final one.
This is from a brew pub I actually didn't make it to. It was getting towards the end of the day. Sunday, we were just running out of time, and it was a little further down the road than we anticipated. But the lovely young lady at Duclaw Brewing gave me a growler, an empty growler.
She gave you a growler?
Yes, and said, go down the street to the corner of Thames and Ann. There's a bar down there called John Stevens. They have Resurrection on tap. And that's the beer I actually wanted to try. I was looking up before we even left. And, yeah, she was kind enough to do that and point us down there. And I go walking in with the Dewclaw Brewing growler. He's like, can I help you? I'm like, yeah. Can you fill their growler up with your beer? He's like, yeah, no fucking problem.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Yeah, most places won't say that stuff to you.
Right. Yeah, that's what I told him. I'm like, yeah, but back in PA, you know, you can't get away with that shit. But, yeah, really cool place. Nice little corner bar.
Yeah, I'm not finding much on a website for John Stevens besides AOL City.
Yeah, it's, I don't want to say a hole in the wall, because it's not, but
that would
it's a quaint little neighborhood bar, I'll say that.
That would explain why I can't find it.
Right.
I'm sure if I did a lot more looking, I could find something, but if I find something, I'll throw it up on the website.
There you go. But yeah, I was lucky enough to actually get a beer from the Brewer's Art, even though I didn't actually make it there. I wanted to try the Resurrection because I love the story behind it. During the fermentation of the first batch of that Abbey-style double, is what this is, the yeast died.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, that's a real kick in the nuts for a brewer.
Yeah. So, I guess Chris Cashel is the brewer. He resurrected the beer, so they call it Resurrection.
Does it say how he resurrected it?
Or no.
He probably doesn't want to tell people what he did.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably plutonium in this.
It's made with five types of barley malt and lots of sugar. Quite flavorful without being too sweet. This one comes in at 7% alcohol by volume. And if you want to check out the Brewer's Art again, you know, if you're in Baltimore area, it's www.thebrewersart.com. Pretty cool website, too. Yeah, I think they even have a beer called Ozzy.
Oh, that's cool. I'm checking out the whole local Baltimore website thing here for the city's best. And that bar actually gets really good reviews.
Yeah, it's a cool little bar, man. It was packed when we were there. They have little outside tables and shit right outside the door.
And you know what? Just because it's a little hole in the wall or it's a little dive bar or, you know, just
sometimes
small thing,
they're the best,
exactly,
man.
Exactly, because you'll find some of the most knowledgeable people at these places.
Right, and the coolest people, too. You know, they didn't know me from Adam. If they did, they probably never talked to me. But, yeah, they're really cool people.
Well, here's what I just want to say this quick about the bar. Since you were there, you know, we should probably pimp them a little bit for helping the alcoholism this evening.
Actually, one of the girls behind the bar was from, she went to school in Pittsburgh.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
Small world.
Well, you know, you'll find that in a lot of places, though, too, that there's Pittsburghers everywhere.
Yeah, sad, isn't it?
Well, a lot of them leave here. It's the big thing right now is people are saying, you know what? Yeah, I'm from there, but I don't live there
right
anymore. It's great to be from here, and we're trying to change that image.
The college graduate exodus from Pittsburgh.
One drink at a time.
Yeah, fucking A.
So, yeah, here's what it has. Move my mic a little bit closer here so I can read this. The Darkened Tavern is crammed with clean-cut crowd ranging from mid-20s to early 40s. How the hell did you fit in this one, clean-cut crowd?
I was in and out.
That's true. To early 40s, along with sprinkling of old regulars. Yeah, all right. It is a friendly atmosphere, but it's still quiet enough just to hang out and talk with friends. That's what I like about these places.
Yeah, there's no like blaring music in the background. It's
Thank
just
God.
A local yokel bar. It's cool.
Once you manage to get the covered seating at the bar, you'll begin to hear the out-of-place stains of lounge singers or even chamber music.
Wow. What?
Chamber music?
None of that going on when I was there. Of course, that would do we were there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's true. Those guys are probably still sleeping.
Not much happening, right?
Yeah, it looks like it looks pretty cool here from the description. I will have this online so you guys can get to it because they hooked us up. So
yeah,
Sick Puppy episode.
We'll be linking and pimping these guys. I mean, I was treated really well up there, dude. It was great.
I mean, did you have like
even the homeless people were nice?
Did you have any bad experiences with people in Baltimore besides the taxi guy that dropped you off at the wrong hotel?
Yeah, other than that bastard, I did see when we walked down Baltimore Street through the strip joints and all the adult clubs and bookstores and video booths and all that funky shit.
Yeah.
I saw the most track marks I've ever seen on a human being in my entire life.
Really?
I bet she had 100 per arm.
Wow.
It was whacked, man. And we were laughing about her. So we turned back around to walk ahead, and this chick almost runs us down. She had like one eye looking to the left, one to the right, just stumbling like a motherfucker all over the place.
She's the one to party with.
Wired. I think she just got her fix. She was bad, man.
All right.
I actually felt sorry for her.
Oh, dude, this has some nice nose to it.
Yeah, this is way different than what we've been drinking all night, dude. So
Well, an Abbey double, I'm sure it's
might be a kick in the poo-poo for you.
It's 7%.
No, as far as flavor.
Ooh. Ooh, this.
Again,
this,
I've had this one already. Well, actually, when I went to fill up the growler spoon.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, can you fill this up with Resurrection? He's like, you want to try it first? I'm like, no, fuck you. Just fill it up. He gave me a little sample.
I said, you should have gotten the always go for the free sampler.
Yeah, exactly. Cheers, right, brother.
Cheers. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Good, isn't it?
Floral to it.
Very floral. That's what I said, too.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Got a nice aroma to it, too. It's sweet.
We just went 4 for 4.
Yeah,
there's
brother.
No chugging tonight.
Well, I don't know if I'd want to chug some of these, dude.
Oh, I know. It's just a disrespect to the flavor.
Right.
Disrespect to the beer.
Oh, there's no way in hell I'd chug that fucking Euphoria. Just out of respect for it.
It's got a nice reddish, let's see here, nice little reddish brown tint
reddish
to it.
Amber brown tint, I guess.
That's pretty cool.
It's a very good, smooth beer.
It's very
beer.
Delicious.
Yep.
We haven't had a lot of head on these, but it's usually when we get them out of the growlers.
Yeah, right, right.
That's usually the way it is.
How I pour them.
It's very sweet. I should say very sweet. It's fairly sweet.
I think you hit that nail on the head when you said floral.
Yeah, it's
that fits it really good.
Now, for the new guys, don't get freaked out if you get a floral little taste or aroma to it. That's part of the beer.
It doesn't make you gay.
And just because you taste it, doesn't you know? Don't freak out because it tastes like that shit out of my wife's garden. No, that's okay. Some of these beers are meant to taste like that.
Yeah. It's not overpowering either. It's just right.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. So, favorite beer of the evening, Spoon?
Let's see. Wow, that is a tough call.
Oh, dude, because hands down for me, they were all great, but the Euphoria kicked ass. Yeah,
so I'm going between the Euphoria and the Porter.
Oh, are you really? Oh,
I really like the Porter, but you know
that
what?
That Euphoria was just different enough, right? It edges over the Porter.
The toffee and the Euphoria absolutely did it for me.
Oh, it's killer, man.
I had to think for a second. I'm like, okay, which beers do we just have?
You forgot already?
Well, no, I'm trying to remember the flavor of each one and why I like
each
one.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to have to go. Yeah, it's Euphoria.
Yeah, me too, dude. I think we both agree on that.
Come on, get happy.
Come on, get happy.
Euphoria. Euphoria wins it for me.
All right. So
this is a good beer, though, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yep. It's the last beer of the evening. We're going to finish these off. And once again, I'd like to thank everyone at the Wharf Rat, everyone at Duke Law Brewing Company, Thirsty Dog, Max's.
Eric the Gin for
Eric
driving.
Eric the Gin for driving my ass up there, or down there, I should say.
Kind of down to
Did I leave anybody else out?
To the right. Down
John Stevens for following up the Resurrection for me.
And check out the video that we're going to have also. There's some people that Sick Puppy ran into that were nice enough to talk to him and not just throw beer in his face.
Yeah, and I gave him all business cards, so you fuckers better check out your own ugly mugs on the website.
You went through half a box.
Yeah.
We don't even do that in Pittsburgh. Although most people know us.
500 in a box, dude.
Most people know us in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So that's not uncommon for us.
I either did really good with the business cards or contributed to the littering problem in Baltimore.
Or the people were just using it to write down other people's phone numbers.
Exactly. Right, right.
That's something we could print on the back of it.
Our phone numbers?
No, not our phone numbers. We'll leave a blank space so that when people are
phone
out
Phone number
them,
here.
Yeah, but I just met space. My number is space. Yeah,
his/her name is.
There you go. See? So we're helping these single people out.
Dude, that's a great idea. We'll
have to get a stamp for it, though, because I'm not writing on all these fucking cards. There's like 1,500 business cards. I ain't writing on all those.
We'll just have to upgrade the next batch, maybe.
I'm liking it.
But all right, man. This
good
is
beers. Good trip.
Y'all, awesome trip. I plan on doing another trip as soon as I can afford it.
And we'll see what we're going to come up with. Smee. Yeah, Mr. Smee. This was
Mr. Smee.
Once again, we kind of had to sidetrack your beers, but we will be getting to those.
We still love you, man. We'll get to your beer soon.
Yeah, Sick Puppy just told me about this trip last week or so. So I'm like, dude, we have to do something right away.
Yeah, and we got growlers, so that you know they don't last forever.
We want to drink them very fast. But yeah, we
once you open a growler, it must be drank, or it will go flat as hell. If you don't already know that,
you're not going to see post show videos from this because
you're going to see post trip video.
Yeah, you'll see post trip video. So we're going to try to
sans spoon.
Yeah, sans me. We're going to try to get you some kind of video extras for each of our shows, usually the after party, or we'll see what we do. If we like it, we post it. If we don't, then fuck it, wait till the next audio show.
If we don't, then eat a bullet.
But make sure you have some delicious beer first.
Oh.
Make sure you have some Euphoria.
Right, dude.
All right, man.
Again, just, you know, one more rundown. We had the, what the hell was that one from the Wharf Rat?
Wait, before you hit the rundown, there is something I wanted to bring up quick.
Aight.
Podcast awards. We didn't win.
Yeah, we lost to a fucking coffee website.
At least we didn't lose to wine people.
All right, yeah, I'll give you that, dude.
Yes, we lost to fucking
coffee. See, there's coffee and beer.
So that's okay. I checked out their site. It's the people that we lost to. Their site looks pretty cool. I don't like coffee, so I can't really stomach listening to their podcast.
Well, but, dude, I like coffee, but I don't want to listen to a podcast about it.
I imagine most of them would be like, oh, my God, this is the greatest coffee in the world. This is the best stuff. You know, I should do with this. Oh, my God, I'm going to build a tent. I'm going to build a tent.
Their show's like 3 minutes long.
Something like that. I don't know, but, you know, congratulations to those guys.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Tiki Bar TV didn't win either.
No.
None of our buddies won. So
vote harder next year, you bastards.
Yeah, but we do appreciate everyone that did vote for us. That was pretty cool. Like we said, we're the first ones out of Western Pennsylvania.
I'm just happy to be nominated, dude. That was killer.
Yeah, you guys did a great ass job getting our butts on the nomination list. You know, the final list of people for a podcast award. We really appreciate all the hard work you did. And next year, you know, get your friends involved.
Yeah,
vote more. But yeah, we did lose to a coffee review thing, which that's cool. Whatever, you know, comes with the punches.
Right.
I guess. Actually, someone at PodCamp talked to us and said, I know those guys. You know, I listen to their show a lot, and they do put on a very good show, very educational show.
Nice.
So, you know what? Hey, if there's someone out in coffee world that's doing that, great. It's, you know, we can never bitch about people that win because, you know, that means people are listening and podcasting is growing.
Exactly, dude.
So thanks to everyone that did vote for us. I did want to get that in there because I did receive a few emails saying, so did you guys win? If we did, you would have heard by now.
Yeah, we would have been.
Holy shit, would you have heard by now? So we do appreciate it.
You would have
it.
Got tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, because I would have been talking about this forever.
No doubt, dude.
And we would have had that party with the trophy, but now we just might have a party anyways. Just right. Say, fuck it. Hey, we were nominated.
We got a lot of shit coming up here in the next few months. We're going to try and get, you know.
We have a lot. Yeah, we do.
We have a lot of ideas, and it all should be happening now, but. With our schedules and shit, it's not. So we're trying to get as much done as we possibly can. It's going to be some cool shit coming up. But anyway, let's recap. Three Lions Ale from the Wharf Rat.
Not bad.
Good beer.
Good. And that was American Brown.
TheWharfRat.com. And if you don't know how to spell wharf, it's WHARF.
Add the H. Because if you're drunk and you're trying to type it, you're going to forget that. But if you're using Firefox and you put it in a little Google bar, it'll put the H in for you.
Yeah, they're down at Camden Yards on the Inner Harbor area. Capital City Brewing, good beer, but fuck off. Dewclaw Brewing Company at the Fells Point location. I love you guys. I miss you already, and I'll see you soon. They were fucking great. Thirsty Dog. Whatever beers they had, I don't even know. I was really fucking hammered by that point. I don't even think I got any video or pictures from that fucking bar. I was so tanked. But, you know, they get their beers from Old Dominion. And the Brewer's Art didn't make it there, but I love your beer. Resurrection
was really good.
Awesome beer.
But hands down, Euphoria was the winner.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
In fact, I think that kicks the shit out of a lot of the beers that we reviewed.
I'd drive back to Baltimore to just get one growler back from that.
Too bad we couldn't get this shit sent to Pennsylvania.
I know.
I can only imagine the shipping cost of a growler.
Exactly.
We have to get him a food saver so that make sure that thing doesn't fucking open.
Eric the Gin said to me, he's like, dude, you love this place, don't you? I was like, oh, fuck yeah. He's like, oh, dude, I'm glad they don't have you in PA. You'd never fucking go out anymore. You'd be going to Dewclaw every fucking night.
Well, now
you're right.
Well, now we know. We can either get Sister Lushy or we can get Eric the Gin to come pick us up then.
Exactly. Fucking A.
Official DDs of shouldidrink.com. All right,
brother. All right. Let's wrap this up,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, let's go. We got stuff to do.
Yeah. This has been Sick Bubby.
And the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
For shouldidrinkthat.com saying.
Even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Yeah, cheers, guys. We love you. Out.
Bitches.
Who are you?
I'm no one. I'm everyone. Should I drink that?
I think I just ovulated.
I think I did too.